Again, like, I was really energized. I don't know to do what, but I just felt like, so I've got my second deck at home, the Light Seers one. I'm really excited to use this one and also understand the flow of the stories that come behind every card in different contexts for so many different people. I generally don't do it without the permission of the person who wants a read, and I want to do it rather, like, till now, I really want to do it only for the people who you know, really want answers in their life. Like, it's not like, you know, somebody coming in for the sake of fun and saying, okay, let's see what comes out. That's not the, I really am not taking those kind of people. And the fact that I really want to keep this completely, you know, like, cost free, because the moment you bring in money and commercials into things like this, the purpose, the entire source gets tainted is what I personally feel. You know, it doesn't come, then you don't feel that gratitude, you don't feel that warmth, you don't feel that love as a channeler and as a reader, and even for the person whom it is being read, it doesn't come in, you know. So I don't want to do, I really don't do it for I don't wish to do it anytime in future for my selfish interest or someone's selfish interest of really trying to, you know, like, peek into the mind of somebody without the permission of somebody. Like, that's not the intention completely. I don't want to do it unless I am permitted. And even when I am permitted by the person who wants a read, I would like to do it only, after gauzing the real intention as to why those kind of information about the person or about someone else with respect to whom they want to read is being asked. And I generally, like, limited only to that particular subjects. So till now I've done it, like, for very selective friends and the people who know me, the people who have known me completely, and the people who would, you know, even delve into something like tarot cards without having complete, you know, like, having no knowledge of what exactly is all this about, you know, like, what we never thought of anything like this, and how can you tell future, and with all that apprehensions, if they still believe in me and they think that some sensible and you know, like, something good only would come out, like, something which was going to be working out for them will only come out. So only for those kind of people who are who believe in my intentions, who believe in the fact that it's a selfless channeling and it's not with any kind of self-centered intentions. It is not even to show you any kind of future. There's a very notion about tarot cards that as if this is for, you know, telling future, but this is not exactly future telling. This is like clarity bringing into forth, because it gives you more idea about why you are not able to take certain steps in your life, whatever be the area, which can be career, which can be life path, life lesson, spiritual journey, love, any family relationship, commercial trade, and all of that. It's about why things are not working out and what in you is, you know, need to be worked or need to be improved upon, what aspects of your own self is stopping from, you know, it's stopping it from happening. So this is not really, you know, to bring those kind of deductions that it is your destiny, it is your karma, oh, it was meant to be this way. No, that's not the whole thing. It's all about to clear the headlocks, like to clear the roadblocks inside the self of the reader, inside the self of the person who's wanting to read, that what in them is it that what darkness inside of them they are not resolving, what pattern inside their life they are not able to see, right? It is only that kind of channeling. It is like, you know, illuminating their past lives till date, illuminating different relationships, illuminating their career and their love relationship and everything, and trying to figure out that what is the pattern, why it did not work out, what was the breaking point, and what inside of them, you know, what fears inside of them, what darkness inside of them, what shadow work inside of them, what hurt inside of them, what inner child wounded things inside of them. So that is the whole idea, to basically illuminate all of your past, connect the dots and get full ultimate clarity moving forward. This is not future seeing at all. This is like, you know, like just a tool to be able to bring in more clarity in life, to be able to understand what works in life and what doesn't work in life. It's just same. It's majorly like, whatever be the subject, it's going to be completely spiritual. The outcome is anyway going to be more from a spiritual angle. So yeah, it's fun also in a way. Like, you know, it's really fun, especially if the reader and the person who's asked, requesting for a read, you know, share a very selfless kind of relationship. Share a very warm kind of relationship. So it really helps in building up, you know, beautiful relationships which are devoid of any motives, basically. Yes, that was it.